This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The House of Representatives adjourned this week after a small group of hard-right lawmakers, including Colorado Republicans Ken Buck and Lauren Boebert, paralyzed the chamber by voting against a procedure that would allow bills to move forward. The conservative revolt is in response to last week's debt ceiling compromise. Buck says they want GOP leaders to keep their promises on spending.
Well, there was an agreement in January, and it was violated in the debt ceiling bill.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy acknowledged Wednesday night that Republican hardliners are frustrated, but added there will be more votes next week. The state's most destructive wildfire in history actually started as a pair of fires, Boulder County officials said today. The long investigation into the Marshall Fire found that the first started when high winds uncovered smoldering ash residents had buried with dirt 6 days prior. Sparking power lines reportedly started the second fire. District Attorney Michael Dougherty says there's no evidence of a crime.
If we were to tell you today that we were filing charges, it would be wrong and unethical.
The Marshall Fire destroyed more than 1,000 homes and killed two people in December 2021. Its victims have filed insurance claims totaling more than $2 billion. The University of Colorado, Colorado Springs, has named an interim chancellor. Jennifer Sobenet will take the position starting in July. She's recently served as a vice chancellor at the CU Denver campus. The current head of UCCS, Venkat Reddy, is stepping down from his office but plans to remain an employee at the system level. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.